No.
What? What?
I don't know.
Okay. Way to start it off, John. Fucking like, blow out everybody's ears.
Just like John's just like, so, no! Don't!
Okay.
Should I have cosplayed?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, you should have. I mean, it is a convention, after all.
Look at all of them in the crowd.
I know, right?
I see a Pikachu.
Yeah, I see Dr. and Foxy really got a crowd this year at their first ever convention.
Look at all the Whovians.
I know, right?
And like half of that row over there is like fucking home stuck right there.
I know, right? It's just like
sky high.
Don't you just thank you
and thank you again.
Don't you just hate it when you go to conventions and there's nothing you like, but it's all the popular stuff, like home stuff?
That just sounds like I'm trying to usurp. Yeah, that's how you say it. Like, like, don't you hate it when everything goes your way and I just want it to go my way?
You said it.
Actually, that'd be really bad. Just get on. Guys, don't you just really hate conventions? Aren't they just so dumb?
Don't you wish they were like how I like them?
I wish everybody was like me.
It's a shame. You wonder why the world's so poor.
What?
I wonder why people go through the world of hunger. So they're not me. Super modesty man.
Okay. Well, this is great for people who haven't listened to us yet, and this is their first time listening. And they can just be like, isn't this supposed to be about Gintama? What the fuck is this?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I forget that.
First world.
Sometimes I forget that we're a Gintama podcast, guys! Get excited.
Guys!
I'm not dancing.
Guys!
They're dancing right now.
Because
I'm
dancing, not dancing is fun.
Well, because, you know, people can obviously
stop
see
it.
Us.
You're, like, slightly dancing.
You're pushing me!
No, you're dancing.
No, I'm not.
Guys, because this is an actual convention, you know, with actual people, right?
Yeah.
And not on their computers.
Yeah.
I think we should try to keep up that illusion. I don't know.
They're all, like, looking at their chairs, all of them on laptops. They have their headphones and
so
listening.
Where the fuck are they, then? Hiding in the closet?
Oh, totally, yeah.
They're all just, like, through their laptop earphones so they can hear perfectly and they don't have to hear the echo of the room.
Molten stuffed animals are the audience.
Shut up!
Oh my god! Insult, shots fired.
Shots fired! So in case you haven't been able to tell, which I'm sure you have, this is Life Lessons, the Gintama Manga Cast, episode, I don't know, because this is our special MottoCon episode.
Episode
MottoCon.
Episode MottoCon!
MottoCon, yay, guys.
Episode X.
What?
Episode X.
Episode M.
Because like, it stands for a variable, but it's not a number.
Or episode S.
Or episode...
Episode S for what?
Sadist. You know, episode M for masochism? S&M?
That's not a good joke. Stop
That's
it.
Stop right there. We're naming it episode X because X is a variable that could be anything, and since it's not an actual number,
I swear to God, I'm going to get Okita and put you on the fucking horse.
Fight X!
Welcome to MottoCon with special guest Racer X.
Racer X? He doesn't say a fucking word the entire time.
Does he not? I've never seen Speed Racer.
Well, I mean, he's...
Well, actually,
he's,
I have.
He doesn't say a lot, but he's cryptic. So it's like he tries to talk about Gintama. It's like, Gintoki, something about him is so mysterious. It's like, thank you for the insightful comment that doesn't explain anything, Racer X.
You know, Gintoki's past is very mysterious.
Haha. Uh-huh.
Well, if he had Speed here, he'd probably just like talk a mile a minute, and he would go aha every second.
You know, he'd be perfect for a podcast, except you wouldn't be able to understand him because he talked too fast. You'd have to slow.
He's like fucking in the manga. He's like, Kagura, slow down. Aha, Kagura, I'm gonna do this. Aha, just speeding through the manga. Hey, but this episode's like 30 minutes. Damn,
this episode was 15 minutes.
Aha.
So, guys, we're a podcast, just in case you didn't know, a podcast that covers the Gintama manga, because no one else covers the Gintama manga, except for Dr. and Foxy, who I think started doing that like a year ago, I think? I don't remember. Like, they just happened to start covering the manga right before I started to cover the manga. But the difference is, I cover the Viz Media release, which is the English release of Gintama over here, because, personally, I find it very interesting, because it's, you know, it's the official... Gintama manga translation, and sometimes the translation is very, very weird to talk about because it's kind of weird. And yeah, I'm kind of rambling on now. So yeah, we cover the Viz Media manga and basically try to get people into it and tell people where they can buy it and stuff, because we want people to support Gintama, right, guys?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because Sorachi deserves Gintama's all the money.
Awesome.
It is awesome, and that's why people are listening to this convention right now.
Exactly. I have like 3 volumes. Wait. No, wait. 4.
Dude, I have like none.
Well, you should buy some, John.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it too. Like, I run the podcast, and secretly I have like
7
volumes of manga, and most of them are kind of out of order. This podcast is also kind of an excuse for me to buy the manga too. So,
excuse to buy the manga. It's Gintama.
Well, I mean,
it speaks for itself. Well, Gintama doesn't need an excuse.
Well, that's true. So, yeah, we also kind of like to do stuff on here, like actually pick out not hidden meetings, but more profound things about Gintama, because sometimes Gintama can be very profound.
But sometimes we aren't very profound, we just goof off, and you'll hear that a lot.
Oh yeah, a lot.
If he doesn't edit it all out.
Well, sometimes I edit it all out and then just put it at the end, so that people actually have the option to listen to it.
Yeah, surprisingly, Gintama has this really weird mix of being, like, what's a good word? It's
insightful, it's, and then hit you with a punchline.
Yeah, morals, do this, do that, and then it goes down the shitter, and then it goes...
And then someone gets kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
As immature as it is, it can also be very mature, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's
but it's a good weird.
Whatever it feels like.
Whatever it feels like.
And it works out, too.
But I don't know why we're telling you this, because you know what Gintama is. And
what if they don't?
Well, I guess if they don't know, then hopefully this convention here will be a good place to start off.
Yeah, like, why are you just assuming that they know?
Well, I don't know. Some people. I'm assuming most people might know, but you never know. We've gotten random people into the podcast that we've even had on the show before, and which is a really cool thing. But yeah, basically, in a nutshell, we're a podcast that started back in I'm going to say April 2013. So we've been at this for probably a little over a year, and hopefully many more to come. And we're pretty much the I guess compared to the Justin Gintama podcast, we're the poor man's Gintama podcast, except we're actually better than that. I'm trying to have some humility, because...
Why?
I don't know. Actually, I really don't know. So, yeah,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, just don't listen to him.
Yeah. Wait, no.
Don't listen to him. We're the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't listen to us. Just... I want people to listen to us, though.
Well, they can listen to us, not
as,
you.
I said him, as in you.
Oh.
You.
Well, I don't think they can just mute my voice.
They could if they want to.
I guess they
selective
could.
Selective hearing.
They can't mute me without muting you guys.
No,
so.
Selective hearing.
Exactly.
So,
voice sounds a lot different than yours. I'm pretty sure they could tell them apart.
Well.
You're like, oh, that's Jay. She's awesome. I'm going to click back onto that. Oh, that's John. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Colton. Click.
Yeah, you know what? It just hit me. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, shit.
I'm Colton.
I'm Jay.
I'm John.
For those of you listening
to this.
And
that's not in reverse order.
No, it is. For those who listen to us for the very first time, that is in reverse order because they like to be annoying. No, that's okay. I'm kind of used to it at this point.
But in all seriousness, I'm John.
And I'm Jay. Yeah.
And
but in no seriousness, I'm John.
But
stop it, you're confusing them.
In any other case, I could be Richard.
Special guest Richard.
You don't
Dick.
Know that. Yeah, my name is Dick. How could I be of service today?
And my name is Dyke.
And her name
is Van.
No. Her name is Doc. I'm Dick and you're Dick.
Wait. Let me get this
right.
I'm gonna
stop now.
Dick, Doc, and Dyke.
Dick, Dyke, Dick. Dick,
no.
Dick, Dick.
We're kids.
Sorry, sir. We can't give you back your dicks.
What?
So for those of you who don't listen to us normally, this is what you can pretty much expect from Life Lessons, the Gintama Manga Cast.
I'm sorry.
Me too. I wasn't really knowing where I was going with that.
I don't know where he was going with that either. I'm John.
I'm still Jay.
And I'm still Colton, so don't worry. So, yeah, I guess if you want more details on who we are and what we do, you should go listen to episode 0 of the podcast, which, if I get to release this on my feed, I will put that in the show notes or something or other. Just look up Life Lessons in Gintama Manga Cast episode 0 on Google. You should find it. This is our MottoCon panel called What Now? Life After Gintama. And basically,
so, there is no life after Gintama.
That's so great, called What Now? Because it's like, we get done with the segment, it's like, what now? Fuck, what do we talk about?
Basically, what I want to do for this panel here is, I guess I should kind of explain my experience finishing Gintama, because obviously I've watched all of the anime, and I know you two haven't finished the anime yet. But you kind of don't want to, because after finishing the anime, it's kind of sad, because you're just kind of like, oh, there's no more of this, and I have to wait until this stupid hiatus is over. What do I do now?
I have plenty of things to preoccupy me.
Well, for the purpose of this panel, no, you don't.
Right. After Gintama, I have no life.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which actually isn't very far off.
I'm sitting in the street waiting for the new season to come out. Once it comes out, I'll start my job up again, get money, buy TV, and then my prize awaits me.
But by the time you do that, then another season will be over. But then you just binge watch all over again. But anyway, this panel will serve as a guide, kind of, sort of, as to just what kind of other shows other fans of Gintama might gravitate towards, and what shows you might want to watch after that in general, because Gintama kind of spoils you, because it is such a fucking awesome show, and there really isn't another show like it. But there are a couple of them that are kind of close, and that's basically what we're going to be talking about, because me personally, I find really interesting the kind of shows that people gravitate towards, especially Gintama fans. Because a lot of those shows turn out to be very similar, and I like to kind of take a look at that. That's what this panel's going to be. So yeah, guys, we should get started. Cue music. Alright, our first show we're going to talk about on this panel episode thingy is called Sket Dance. We can do that. That's how the preview music goes. So, for those who don't know what Sket Dance is, Sket Dance is basically a show about three misfits who run their own club where basically they take requests for odd jobs. From the other students in their campus to basically help out people and make the campus a better place. Because that's what they do. It's their after school club. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And
does that sound familiar?
No, not at all. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know. I mean the thing is, Gintama has three main characters, whereas Sket Dance has
three main characters.
I think that's pretty different.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Pretty much, series revolves around our three favorite misfits. Basun with the red cap and the goggles, and he can concentrate on stuff really hard because that's his superpower.
Like when he's wearing the goggles.
When he's wearing the goggles, he can read through time and space.
When he's not, he's stupid.
Exactly. And then you have Himiko, who basically talks funny and is the straight man and can beat the crap out of people. But she's kind of cute. She's really funny.
I spotted another difference. See, Gintama has two boys and a girl, whereas Sket Dance has
two boys and a girl.
Now that's different.
I know, right? Like, that's really breaking the mold.
And
what?
Gintama, one of the voice actors for one of the main characters, is voiced by
Sugita.
And then one of the main characters in Sket Dance, who's a guy, is also voiced by Sugita.
Which is obviously very different.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of that guy, you also have Switch, who's basically really good with computers and technology and talks through his laptop and can basically get information on anyone because he's kind of creepy like that.
And is a glasses character, whereas Gintama has a glasses character.
Again, breaking the mold. Like, I can't believe how different the show is. Like, it
did a really good job to being very unique.
I know, right? Like, whereas Gintama takes place in Japan during old-time Japan, Sket Dance takes place in Japan but in a high school. Like no other anime before it.
No, never.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I've never seen an anime with a high school setting.
Well, in its defense, I've never really seen anybody use a field hockey stick as a weapon.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, it's basically very episodic, kind of like Gintama, and also has drama like Gintama. Except I'd say, in my personal opinion, I'd say Sket Dance is actually a lot better at the drama.
Yeah, but nothing. There's nothing compared to Gintama drama.
Gintama drama. That rhymes.
Just that rhyming there. It's got you.
I know. Gotcha. I know. That just means
Gintama drama.
That's a really good point, John. I never would have thought about it.
Exactly.
Like that.
You can't win.
So yeah. Obviously, Sket Dance is very, very kind of the same, and that's kind of the joke because Sket Dance is, or at least the original manga is written by Kenta Shinohara, who used to be an assistant of a certain Hideaki Sorachi, the author of Gintama. So the humor is very much the same, except it's kind of hit or miss sometimes. So it doesn't always hit the mark, but it's still pretty funny. But yeah, and also, like John said earlier, Switch is also voiced by Sugita, who also voices Gintoki, which they also make fun of in the crossover specials that they have. They even have crossover specials, guys. They're actually really funny. Except I like Gintama's a little bit more, because they go a little more balls to the wall with it, you know, ripping off from Toriko in One Piece.
And Dragon Ball.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall, because, you know, it's Gintama. So basically, how is it similar to Gintama? Everything.
Everything.
Everything. But I think the show, in all seriousness, still manages to still have its own unique kind of flavor.
Yeah.
And it's still a very unique show in its own right, even if a lot of the things in the show are very much similar to Gintama.
Well, the similarities are nice. They're cute, and they remind you of Gintama, and it's funny. And they do have their own stories, though. It's not like they're completely ripping off Gintama. They're just the basic similarity.
I was going to say that what Sket Dance does different is that odd jobs in Gintama, they're all fucking dicks. And in Sket Dance, they're actually nice people that want to help people.
Yeah,
odd jobs does it for money.
That's true.
But Sket Dance is like, we help people because that's the right thing to do.
That's actually really something I like about the main character, Bossoon, is that he's generally a very good guy, even though he's kind of a spaz and is generally very weak.
Kind of a spaz?
Okay, he's a lot like a spaz.
I've only seen a few episodes. He is a spaz.
But he's a kind-hearted spaz, though. He's really nice.
I need
he's
his
a
goggles.
Spaz.
I need his hat, his goggles, and his wristband.
I need his goggles. Maybe then I would have really passed through high school.
I need his soul.
I didn't know you didn't have a soul, John.
No, I have souls. I just collect them.
Okay, you know, we're talking about Sket Dance, Soul Eater.
I sell them on eBay.
Oh, you did? For how much?
For a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
I can't tell you specific details. What do you think of a moron?
It depends on the soul.
You remind me of characters
like
that
you're
measured...
you're not thinking here.
You remind me of characters that measured their money in bags.
I got bags of money. And it's just like one giant dollar inside of a bag.
Like the blacker the soul, the higher the demand.
Oh, man. That's...
And the better it tastes.
Jeez. So, guys, what do you think about Sket Dance? Like, you guys have only seen a couple of episodes, but how do you like it so far?
My first impressions, I was like, this is good. I would watch this more. My favorite character...
Funny.
My favorite character is Switch.
Yeah. Switch is also my favorite character, too. What I find funny about the show is that they constantly joke about how Switch and Himiko should be the main characters and not Bossoon, because he can't really do shit. And how he has lame
powers
and stuff.
Oh, I forgot to say, the first episode had another character that was a...
Oh, that's right.
He was a...
Glasses character?
Transfer
student?
He was a transfer student, and he was voiced by the same person that voiced Jinpachi in Gintama.
Oh, that's right. Except he doesn't really appear too much after the first episode.
Yeah.
I think they make fun of that in the crossover too, which is great. So, what do you think about Sket Dance so far, Jay?
As I said, I've only seen a few episodes, but I actually really think it's funny. I find myself always watching Switch just to be like, did he type that? Did he actually type that this time? He keeps typing that. He's always typing that. Like, I'm trying to see if I can catch him.
Not typing.
Exactly. Like, because he runs and he types. And then he can be jumping hurdles, and I bet he'll still be typing.
And when he's fighting, he's just like...
Dodge!
I love when he texts, too, because he's like... Hada!
Hora. Hey guys, what's up? Shake shake. Switch is one of those people
Motokan.
They're so gloomy in real life, but they're like all happy in text, like most people. It's because
I know you look at his face and it just depresses you, and you just kind of want to just sit in the corner. But then he talks, and you're just like, oh, you're happy inside.
Well,
do you see this friend?
you'd be surprised. I don't want to say any more because I don't want to give anything away. But this series is also known for its very, very depressing backstories on the three main characters.
No,
I'm just saying that's something I really like about Sket Dance is that when the drama hits, it fucking hits. It hurts.
Great. Now I'm expecting sadness.
Especially Switches.
Switches
backstory is probably the saddest. It hurts. Ouch.
Like that.
You couldn't see that, but she hit me. This is more on Life Lessons, the Gintama Manga Cast.
Yay!
So,
we're back. Colton is in a trauma.
In a trauma. Yes, I'm in a trauma.
I can make that happen.
Just like the main characters.
Yeah.
Stop it!
But anyway,
they're in a drama!
So, guys, I think we need to answer the very hard-hitting question of whether Sket Dance and Gintama are similar.
No.
It's a very loaded question.
No.
It's
a very hard question to answer, honestly.
No.
Well, unlike you guys, I say, yes, it is very similar to Gintama because it's written...
Well, there's so many things different. The
like
main
what?
Characters, like Gintoki, are older than the kids at school. They also live inside of a house that they're not paying for, but they're not specific where the kids live, just in school. There's so many things different. It's New Japan, not Old Japan.
Yeah, it's modern day Japan. Now, would you guys recommend the series to people who like Gintama?
Yes.
Well, yeah, duh.
Okay, good. Sket Dance is a show that Gintama fans should really be watching. It's personally, it's a show that I had seen around for actually a couple of years, and I had heard that it was a really good show, but you know, me being myself, I'm always hesitant on starting shows because I'm always watching like 5 shows at once.
He is.
And I don't want to add to the pile, but Sket Dance is one of those shows where I'm just like, fuck it, I have to watch a show now, and I'm so glad I did because it's honestly one of my favorite anime of all time. So, yeah. And people should be watching Sket Dance on Crunchyroll, where you can watch Sket Dance and a bunch of other shows for $7.99 a month. But it's also you can also watch them for free though, so you don't have to pay for it. But if you're like me and you like watching stuff in HD, you should definitely pay the $7.99. Or no, I'm sorry, $6.99. My bad. Okay. I think we should get on to another show. What's this next show that we're talking about, Jay?
Daily Lives of High School Boys. Oh my god, I love this show.
So for the people who haven't seen it, what's the show about? What can they expect?
Let's see. A lot of antics, not exactly like Gintama. It's just incredibly relatable.
Very.
Especially if you're around like 15, 16, 17, the high school age, and you watch this and you're like, oh shit, I do that, and then you're like, oh wait, I do that too, and then like 5 minutes later, you see them doing something that you did last week.
so it's basically a bunch of high school boys that do nothing.
You know, I would actually say 13.
They 14, do nothing,
15.
But they do stuff.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Jay.
I'm sorry, Jay.
So they do nothing, but they do stuff.
I don't know. That sounds pretty uneventful. I just, you know, because you know me, I hate slice of life anime.
Shut your face.
Because you're a liar, you love the show.
you are right. I do. I love the show so much.
It's can I use the word quirky here? I think.
It's very quirky. It's got its own flavor too, in a way.
It sort of says the things that we think and the things that we do on a normal basis, and like amplifies them by about 10. Maybe 20.
Except I don't think we've ever pretended to play Dragon Quest, though.
I haven't yet.
Yet.
But I've done similar things to that.
Oh, you have?
No. Do you count Dungeons and Dragons?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's let the audience decide that.
I guess.
There's the cute little things, like making up games out of nothing, and there are absolutely no set rules to it until you make them up on spot. They've done this quite a few times, and I remember doing this with my brothers. And then we get into arguments, and then we'd be like, no, stop it, that's not a rule. Well, yeah, it is. It's been a rule since, like, 10 minutes ago, and it's...
Yeah, but, I guess, what are some of your favorite, because for those who don't know, it's, there's no real plot to this anime, I'm sure you can tell. It's mostly skits.
Yeah, there really is no plot, but, honestly, I don't really think there needs to be.
No, there doesn't.
At most, they have, like, recurring characters, and they have continuing little events. Like, Hidenori, this guy with brown hair and glasses, you'll see him interact with one girl every so often, and they will just kind of... They kind of do the same thing every time, but it's funnier every time.
Oh, yeah. It's
book-loving girls.
I'm assuming those are probably your favorite skits?
Some of them, yeah. Oh, one thing I really, really love about this, the voice actors from Gintama are, let's see, Hidenori Tabata is voiced by...
Sugita!
I was gonna say it!
Okay, fine.
No, it's too late now.
Okay, you can do it again. I can cut
anyway, Yoshitaki, don't say it!
Okay.
It's voiced by...
Sugita!
yes, every character is voiced by Sugita!
That'd be amazing just talking to
him. You know, there's actually a thing like that?
No, we're not talking about that.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it off the mic.
Just have, like, an episode dedicated to him.
We should. Anyway, Yoshitaki Tanaka, blonde-haired guy. You'll come to love him, too. He's voiced by Kenichi Suzumaru, which is,
Okita.
Yeah, Okita's voice actor.
Well, see, that's...
He does a lot of stuff.
That's something I kind of like about the show, is that a lot of... Obviously, there are a lot of Gintama actors in this show. And Sugita and Suzumura just happened to both voice two characters that are friends with each other, and I can't help but imagine Gintoki and Okita when I watch the two of them. It's like, hey, they're actually friends.
I know. And if we keep going down this list, let's see. There's a guy who plays the president, whose name... president of the
student council,
whose name is Akira Ishida. That's...
Katsura's...
sorry. Katsura's voice actor.
Unfortunately, he doesn't show up a lot, though.
Yeah, but when he does, it's so worth it.
But that's kind of the point of his character, almost.
Yeah. And then Sachan is in here, too.
Yay!
She voices someone that I actually don't like very much, which makes me kind of sad. Her name is Yanagin, and you'll see her in... What's it called? High School Girls Are Funky? It's like,
yeah,
this little
it's,
extra...
It's this weird little,
extra...
extra skit that that they put at the end, where instead of high school boys, it's high school girls, and they just constantly talk about stuff like, ooh, why do high school boys get their own anime? You're stupid.
Pretty much. Or like when they were talking about the short skirts thing, and then...
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite skits. But yeah, Yu Kobayashi is in this too, which, for those of you who don't know, she's kind of crazy, just in general.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much every role I've ever heard her in, she yells. Sachan, this character, I forget her name, from Daily Lives. And even Sasha from Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that was her, too?
Yeah. No.
Like it
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, like, just listen to
her.
Listen to her in Japanese, and you'll hear it.
I do listen to her in Japanese, I just didn't think about
Like, Yu Kobayashi's one of those actors where I hear it, and I'm like, yeah, that's Sachan. You just fucking recognize her right off the bat. Same with most of the Gintama actors. But I guess other than that, what else is similar about the show, Jay?
I think the animation style is actually a little similar. It's very cute. It's very fucking cute.
Yeah, but that's because it's also animated by Sunrise, which also animates Gintama.
They're supposed to be grown high school boys. They actually graduate from high school in this series, but they're so cute!
Well, I mean, I think those are just most anime
even
boys.
Most of the tough ones that are supposed to be tough with, like, a beard, and only one of them doesn't look cute. And you'll figure out who that is. All on your own.
But yeah, not only is Daily Lives also animated by the same production studio, but it's also even directed by Shinji Takamatsu, who I don't think directs Gintama anymore, but he directed a big portion of the series, so the comedy is very much similar, and they have a lot of the same jokes. Also, for those who like the music of Gintama, which I know I do, and I know Doctor does, I'm sure he knows this too, but Daily Lives and Gintama both have their music composed by Audio Highs, though music in the series really isn't as prominent in this particular series as it is Gintama. Speaking of the music, what do you think about the opening and ending?
The ending is always interesting. Like, it's one that I never skip the, or if I have the choice, I never skip the opening and I don't skip the ending, because I actually like watching them both, because the ending is like this kind of clusterfuck of a play where they put everything together, and by everything I mean everything that you could possibly imagine in theater and movies and on the internet and just whatever they can find, and then they're just like, oh hey, a wig, let's throw this on somebody. And there's a cute little song that goes along with it as they're all acting this stuff out on stage and everybody dies.
Yeah, what I like about the ending is that it's, I don't think so in my opinion, but I see a lot of people online say stuff like, oh, the ending is purposely sung bad. And I'm like, oh, it could be a lot worse. I've heard worse songs, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they were going for.
Well, yeah, it goes along with that play.
But yeah, Daily Lives has probably one of my favorite endings in all of anime, to be honest. It's really funny, and I never skip it. I actually, like the opening's kind of grown on me, but I don't know. It's not really one of my favorites, to be honest.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. It's just like when I first watched the show, that was an opening I skipped all the time. Like, just because you play it does not mean I'm gonna like it more. I mean, it's grown on me. It's grown on me, don't get me wrong, but it's still an opening where I'm just like, okay, I listened to it, I don't need to listen to it anymore. So
love listening to it. That's why I have the song on my phone.
So John, you watched an episode.
I did. I watched an episode, and I have three favorite skits from that.
Yeah, so what did you think of the first episode?
It's pretty fucking funny.
What were your favorite skits?
Skits were the one where they were just in the house, and I don't know how it led to this, but they all were like, let's all put on mini skirts. So
doesn't your sister have some? Go get her skirts.
Yeah, and then it just ends up with you assume they're all wearing mini skirts, but only one of them does, and the other guys walk out with jeans, and they're like, you seriously put on the mini skirt?
Like, okay, are you wearing it? Yeah, I'm wearing it. Are you? Yeah. Okay, on three. Ready? One, two. Man, this thing's kind of...
Thing about it is that they didn't get weirded out either. They just started making him doing poses. And
they're just
minute,
like, that looks really good on you.
The minute the sister starts going on, I'm like, no, I can't watch. Because she walks in, and then it's just complete silence. It's beautiful silence of awkwardness. Because he's just there, just... he's got like his hands to his face in such a feminine pose while his sister walks in going, what the fuck? Period. Not question mark. My next favorite skit is the one where the main character with the black hair walks down a sidewalk with a girl and everybody in school loses their shit. They all lose their shit, and there's like, he's walking with a girl, and they're
is that
all
his girlfriend?
They're all around the window, and one of the guys is like, okay, what we need to do is we need to break him up, and he's acting like this super fucking big expert and everything, and once they finally like corner him, he's like, oh, you'll find the library over there. Okay, thanks. And they're just staying there in perfect silence of awkwardness.
Yeah, this show is really good at being awkward, I must say.
I have to admit something. I showed the first episode of this show to one of my younger brothers, who is about 13 years old. And so after watching the first episode, he looks me dead in the face and he goes, that first skit, the one with the skirt, I kind of did that. which is kind of weird because I'm his only sister. So
I'm sure that wasn't awkward at all.
I'm just now finding out about this. When the hell did he get in my room?
Oh, no. Well, anyway,
I had another skit.
What was your third favorite?
I think it was the final one where the guy was sitting on a hill reading a book.
Oh, Literary Girl.
Book loving girl.
And there's a time where they just sit there and it turns into Death Note where they're just like, should I do this? Should I do that? What's she gonna do? And
if
then
I say this, it'll totally ruin the mood. I have to say something that'll elevate it.
And then he does. And then he's like, I want to kill myself.
But I can't run away because...
Because then it'll be just super awkward. I can't get out of here. I need to call backup.
And all of a sudden he says this line that just sounds so ridiculous. Because if you actually said it out loud in seriousness... I mean, come on.
Everyone would just leave.
And then, of course, the book loving girl, she's all fan-tardy over him.
Fan-tardy?
And then you realize her notebook falls out and goes, she's writing a book. Okay. Crap, she's using me in her story.
And I sound like an otaku. Oh, boy.
You know, real talk?
What?
When I was 5, I did put on my mom's swimsuit. Just to see what it was like. And I'm like, this is fucking uncomfortable. And I took it off.
Well, that was really...
A one-piece or a bikini, John?
One piece.
Well, that was very, would that be considered a non sequitur?
No, a non sequitur would be like, A, Mary is human, B, humans are men, C, therefore Mary is a man. It's logic that's like, wait, hold up, that didn't make sense.
Well, I'm going to keep that in for all the world to hear.
What I said was just revealing things.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
said,
not a fallacy. Or
do you want me to keep that in?
Yeah, as I said, my brother finally revealed to me that he once put on, I guess, a skirt of mine with his friends just to see what it felt like.
Oh, boy.
I never did anything after that, though, because I'm like, women's clothes is hard to put on.
So guys, would you recommend the show to fans of Gintama?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You asking me?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you might disagree.
Actually, you know what? One time when I was...
Oh my god.
...9, I actually did try to put on a dress. Do you know how fucking hard it is to get in a dress?
Welcome to my world. Why do you
those
think
I'm
going to
I'm just like, what the fuck is this extra thing? Why can't it just go right on me? No.
Because...
Well, enough about cross-dressing. John, would you consider watching more of this show?
Yeah...
Okay, so if you want to watch Daily Lives of High School Boys and maybe cross dress a bit while you're at it,
I don't recommend it because it's really hard. You might as well just wear pajamas and t-shirt.
You should watch
Some
it.
Do.
You
they
should.
Do.
Daily Lives of High School Boys is available to watch on Hulu for free unless you subscribe to Hulu. Don't bother because you're still going to get ads, which I think is kind of bullshit. But it's also even on Blu-ray. You should buy the Blu-ray of Daily Lives of High School Boys, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
You should. You won't regret it.
I would definitely own this anime on DVD at some point. I need to save up some money to buy that.
He's phony.
So now I think we should get on to our third and last show.
Oh.
This one might be a tough sell. Maybe. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
We'll have to see DEFG.
Dude.
Because what? That made tons of sense.
Alright, John, what's our next show?
Our next show that we're going to discuss is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which has got to be, after watching that, my favorite anime of all time. Unquestioned.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked Dragon Ball Z.
I like Dragon Ball Z, but JoJo's just better.
Well, that is true. So John, what is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure about?
Honestly, the first three parts, the show is like a chameleon. It's like, this is a slice of life. Vampire hunters, stands, Hamon, Aztecs. It's really just a bunch of everything until part three. But anyway, that's,
So, I guess for those who don't know, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is a multi-generational story.
Yeah, that's what interests me the most, because I thought JoJo was just about this guy. just one JoJo
who lives forever,
who's Jonathan Joestar, who just goes out and does stuff. And then part two comes out, and then there's Joseph Joestar. I'm like, all the JoJos are just family members, and it's just generational, and it's so fucking cool. I like family things where it's like, oh, this is a descendant that comes into this part of the story.
I know that's probably one of the coolest things about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's such a passionate, energetic show, and it's so hammy, but at the same time, you can't just help but not get caught up in the wacky antics.
My second favorite thing is about what I was saying before with the genre swapping thing, where it starts out with a nice, you know, slice of life thing, where it's like JoJo's part of a mansion, and you know, it's all good and stuff.
Well, I mean to be fair, that only really lasts for like one episode.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like a slice of life. Gotcha. It's not. And
it's evil.
Evil. Yeah, because then it just turns into vampires, and then.
And then zombies.
Then he learns to use the power of the sun. Sunny D.
And through breathing.
Through breathing, which is interesting, because if he can't breathe, he can't use his powers.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of people don't like part one. Some people don't like part two for some reason, but part three and onwards, people are just like, yeah.
Well, I mean, part three is really good, though.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, like, parts one and two of JoJo are sort of kind of dated almost a little bit. Because people should keep in mind that these stories are kind of old.
Well, yeah. One of them takes place in the 1800s. The other place takes place in the 1920s.
Well, I mean, not just in setting, but also its time period of when it was written.
Yeah.
Because the franchise itself dates back to, like, the late 80s. And is just like two or three years ago, I think, I forget when, just recently got an anime.
Yeah, and that's why I know about it, and that's why I fucking love it. And I love it so much that I've continued to read past the anime.
Yeah.
But how I'm going to go on to how this relates to Gintama, it kind of doesn't.
Well, well, it doesn't really relate to Gintama, but hear me out. I think it's similar to Gintama because it's just a really, really good show. I think JoJo is just as good as Gintama, if not sometimes better.
And early Joseph Joestar in part two is voiced by
Sugita.
Yeah, Gintoki and Switch.
Yeah. So something. For those of you keeping up at home, all these shows have Sugita in it. So
yeah, that's
a giant coincidence.
Yeah, that's weird. That's why they're so good. Yeah. What I like about JoJo. I like JoJo because of the fact that it's not like Dragon Ball, where Dragon Ball has all these cool fights and stuff, but then there's 30 episodes of them just standing and talking.
Yeah.
JoJo always has you something. It's always pulling you in, like, yeah, action. Oh, I want to know what happens next. Because there's never a time where you're just like, this is so fucking boring.
I feel like if this were animated back around the time Dragon Ball was, it would probably have that problem, though.
Probably.
Because it's only because it got animated just a couple years ago that, you know, they have a lot of material to work with, and they're able to pace the show a little better because of that. Because they don't animate the show weekly like a bunch of other shows, and, you know, switch between animators, and the animation isn't inconsistent and doesn't have any problems like that. They animate it in seasons, which I think is why it works. Otherwise, I feel like the pacing would be really, really shitty.
It'd be like the OVA. Yeah, there's a JoJo OVA that talks about part three and just sums up in one little thing. Don't watch it. I don't watch it. This is from me. Don't!
Have you watched it?
I watched the whole thing. It's terrible.
Really? I still need to actually watch it.
No, you don't.
But I want to watch
it. I'm overflowing with steam power!
I'm overflowing with steam power!
Steam power.
Did you watch it dubbed or subbed?
Dubbed.
Oh, is it horrible?
I said it was terrible. It was horrible. It was horrendous. It was abysmal.
So yeah, so Jay, as someone who is kind of trudging through part two, what do you think of JoJo so far?
Mm. A little eh.
It's not my favorite show.
It's not funny enough.
Well, I mean, there's comedy, but JoJo is not it's not really that comedic of a show. It's mostly action drama.
Yeah, action.
Sometimes very hammy drama. But I think that's what makes it so so enjoyable is so hammy that I love it.
Yeah,
I like stuff like that.
And another thing about it is that it takes place around the world. It takes real life locations and, you know, lets you learn about things that you wouldn't really know unless you went to that country. Part three does a lot of that.
Oh yeah, I mean, JoJo is awesome because it doesn't just take place in one place. It travels everywhere.
Starts off in Europe, then it goes to America, then
in Egypt.
Yeah, then they start in Japan, go to Egypt, and stuff.
And stuff.
And other characters from other parts like live on and interact with the next JoJo.
I know, it's just JoJo is a really interesting show. It's a really fun show too. But I guess here's a question: which is your favorite part?
Two.
Really, part two?
Yeah, Joseph is my favorite Joestar because the fact that
He's voiced by Sugita.
Well, no, actually, it's cool that he is. But the thing about Jonathan is that he's the nicest guy ever. But then you got Jotaro, which is, like, always badass and cool. But Joseph is realistic. Like, he is a fucking cleverish devil. I'm gonna stand up now. His ultimate tactic is when he runs out of things to do, he needs to defeat the enemy, he runs like a little fucking coward. And it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, that's what any normal person would do.
Exactly. That's why I like him, because he's realistic. He runs like a coward, but he does it to save his friends.
I mean, to be fair, Jotaro's done that once, though.
Yeah, but he usually ends up just punching them to death.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Jotaro's the cool guy, but Joseph is smart. And throughout part two, you'll see, like, oh my god, this guy is fucking cocky, but he can back it up with genius.
See, I don't really know which part would be my favorite, because I've always liked part two a lot. I'm starting to kind of lean towards part three. Because I like a lot of the characters in Part 3, because I think a lot of the characters in Part 3 go through probably the most development, especially Paul Nareff. But I have a soft spot for Part 1, though, because it's just so fucking stupid and crazy, and I love it.
Part 1 will always have a good place in our heart. We'll never hate it, but it's never going to be our favorite.
No, because Part 1 is... Part 1 has the kind of writing that you really couldn't get away with in shows nowadays. Like, it's written like an older anime.
Well, technically, without part one, you wouldn't have JoJo.
Well, I know.
That's why we like it.
I know. Like, it's a decent origin story, and, like, I don't think it's bad, and I certainly don't hate it as much as everyone else does, apparently.
I mean, we can give it some slack, because it's from the 80s, like you said.
Yeah, it was written during a time when that kind of writing was acceptable and people ate that shit up. But part one is really crazy, and plus I think Dio, the villain, makes that part just all the more enjoyable.
If it wasn't for
him. I like
him.
Dio. I shouldn't, but I like Dio.
I thought
everybody
I hate him, but I like him.
Everybody loves Dio.
Yeah.
No, I hate so him. I hate every single fiber of his being. Like, I hate the ink that was used to make him. I hate everything about this guy, but I still kind of like him.
Because he's so charismatic.
I think Dio's a great villain.
He's so... That's exactly what you said, Jay.
Because he's one of those villains that just revels in being evil, and he fucking loves it, and he just doesn't care. And that's what I like about him.
And he does things that are just like, oh shit, I did not see that fucking coming.
Like, he doesn't need sex, he gets his pleasure from decapitating women.
And hugging himself. He likes to hug himself a lot.
Very. He's so charismatic that he's like, I love you, me.
I love you, me.
I love me.
I love you. Ew, I don't know what that voice was.
That was like a creepy old man.
Well, I mean, that's probably what Dio sounds like.
An old man?
I'm not going to get into it. So in general, I guess, how do we all like JoJo? Just to sum it up. I'm guessing... Because I know we don't all love it. I know you don't, like... I don't know. I think your relationship with JoJo is kind of weird, Jay.
Once you get to part...
I just don't love it like you guys do.
Once you get to part three, you might...
I figured that'd be okay.
I'm not saying that's not okay.
It's not okay for me to, like,
Did I
so crazy about it?
No. Everyone must love JoJo.
That's like Colton.
Did I say that? I don't have a problem with
You've
it.
You've been it's just, like that before.
I'm just saying, I think it's weird sometimes where you're like, sometimes you look really interested in it, and then sometimes you're like, I don't fucking care. Like, you'll be on your tablet or something. Like, you kind of switch between the two, and I just think it's really weird and interesting.
But honestly...
You're weird and...
Interesting.
No, it's weird.
Fuck you.
Another thing I like about Joseph is the way he's just like, oh no, how do we stop Tommy Gunn?
I know, that's probably the best scene in part two.
Just a lot of things they don't expect from the show. Even if it's an old show, there's a lot of things that are like, oh, that's so cool.
See, that's I think that's something, that's a really good similarity to Gintama, is that it's also very unpredictable.
Yes.
Where, I mean, Gintama, you can kind of argue, makes a lot of callbacks to a lot of jokes they already make, but you don't see them coming sometimes. And I think both shows have a very huge sense of unpredictability.
Well, here's the thing about Gintama. They have a certain style where they have a nice serious moment with a moral, and then there's like a joke there. But the thing is, it's impossible to predict when the joke's going to come, because I will sit there watching this with Colton, and I'll be like, okay, this is a serious moment, I'm waiting for it, waiting for it now! And then it won't be then, and then like when I'm actually wrapped up in the serious moment, they're like, ha ha, punchline, got you.
I can.
Shut up.
But I can.
You just Mr. Know-It-All over
but,
there.
Yeah, I think...
Did I say that?
Guys, stop fighting.
I'm not fighting. I'm arguing. It's different. Okay. If I was fighting,
okay,
I'd be throwing punches.
Yeah.
You're wrong!
Yeah, but basically...
I'm right, goddammit!
You're wrong!
I mean, hey, it's a stretch. It's a stretch, but I think JoJo is just a show, in my personal opinion, is just as good as Gintama, and... It's not the case today, because JoJo's gotten a little more popular, thanks to Part 3. But JoJo used to kind of be in this group, along with Gintama, of just a bunch of Shonen Jump shows that are really good, but for some reason don't have as much traction as stuff like One Piece or Naruto
Dragon
or Bleach.
Ball.
Well, yeah, and Dragon Ball, yeah. It used to be that the trio of those shows would be Gintama, JoJo, and Hunter x Hunter. All three of these shows have gotten a little more traction, but they're, I guess with the exception of JoJo, these shows really aren't as popular as they could be. But what were you going to say, John?
I was going to continue the JoJo thing, because another thing I like about it is that when they do fight, it's not just fist pump. It's not just fist throw or special move or sorcery or spell.
Or call out my special move. So they do that, though.
Well, later, when it doesn't matter,
running on water attack!
Again, part two with Joseph, they go in depth and explain their strategy about fighting the other person and how it works and how they outsmarted them.
It makes you think a little bit.
It's really interesting, because it's like, oh, damn, he's weaker, but it's got a bunch of David and Goliath moments.
Aha, he's weaker, rock!
Yeah, sure.
He's weaker, nuke.
Oh, no! Okay, so I would recommend this to people who like Gintama just under the pretense that it's a really good show, and that I think it's of the same caliber of quality, I guess. I would personally recommend it for people who like Gintama and need something to watch after they finish Gintama. What about you, John?
Honestly, when I was watching part one, well, watching it again, I was like, this isn't actually good. But for some reason, the way they, like, ended it, the way they would be like, oh, what happens next? It makes you want more. Just like, it's like a really good bag of potato chips.
Okay, I can see
that. The kind where you open it up and it's not mostly air.
Yeah.
That kind.
There's all those chips in there that you just keep eating and eating and eating. And then when they're all gone, you're like, oh no, I'm fat. And then you're like, oh no, there's no more. And I have to get another bag. I have to get another show to watch.
So, would you recommend this to Gintama fans, Jay?
As I said, I agree with Colton's explanation of it. Let's say that. It is, it's not my favorite show, but it's really not a bad show.
No, it's not. It's really not for everybody, though. That's the sad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really good show sometimes, but there are plenty of people who would be kind of turned off, especially with part one. And some people really don't like part two.
Honestly, this still fucking freaks me out a little bit. This will always freak me out, how when he's like 12 years old, Jonathan Joestar, 12 years old in season one, and he looks like he's 19.
Well, I mean, that's just the thing with anime in general.
Yeah.
Nobody's bulked up that much at 12.
Well, it's anime.
I rarely see that in anime.
How about Pokemon, where you got girls with really nice long legs? I'm 10.
Oh, that's gross. So, yeah. Here, I got an idea. Which show out of these three would you recommend the most to Gintama fans? that we just talked about.
Well, to Gintama fans, in that perspective, I would recommend Sket Dance.
Well, yeah, we kind of have to say Sket Dance.
Well, actually, I would really recommend Daily Lives of High School Boys a little bit more. If I had to pick one show.
Mm-hmm. There's so many fun similarities between Gintama and Sket Dance, I can see what...
Yeah.
It's pretty much, like, the obvious choice. Next runner-up, though, Daily Lives.
I recommend JoJo all the way, but when it comes to Gintama fans, Sket Dance.
That's true. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with Sket Dance. I mean, it's
me and John care about your best interests.
It's oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's an obvious choice, because of the similarities.
I would be like everybody else, you hipster.
Because it's literally the poor man's Gintama.
As quoted by Sakata Gintoki himself, the poor man's Gintama.
So Sket Dance.
I only recommend Daily Lives over Sket Dance because I actually think Daily Lives is a little funnier, in my opinion.
It is.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Sket Dance, but they're, like, I know you guys have...
If you're looking at funny, then yeah.
At comedy?
But we're looking at the fans of Gintama. Yeah.
I know.
Gintama's not always funny.
Action scenes. I was about to say, I think Gintama's funny all the time.
Like, I don't always laugh at the action scenes. I mean, maybe that part where Gintoki's like, alright, I'm gonna save the world with my screwdriver penis.
Screwdriver.
That's probably one of the best arcs in the series, actually. Definitely in my top 10.
Because it's great because it's funny drama. Like, they're so depressed because they became screwdrivers.
And they're like, why is my dick a screwdriver?
He just like has that moment where he's about to pee and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, I have to pee so fucking bad, but my fucking dick is a screwdriver.
Is that because I haven't used it in a long time?
No, the worst.
He can still screw people, though.
You know, we probably should have done a panel on how many times Gintoki's dick is transformed.
How many times Gintoki's dick suffers.
But it's so the arc was really weird because a lot of stuff
Have
I was
crotch rat.
There's a lot of things I didn't expect. Like, it's so funny with the screwdrivers, and then they actually get depressed and start to wonder, what do I do in life now? I'm a screwdriver. Can't do.
That's kind of
sad. I can't get a job because I'm a screwdriver. They're racist against screwdrivers.
Well, I guess that's the end of our panel, guys.
Screw off.
That's what they said. So, did you guys have fun with this panel talking about shows other than Gintama for once?
Yeah.
Well, that's
like the best con ever.
I know, right? I need to go to the dealer's room real quick before it closed down. Oh, man.
Maybe lame jokes.
What? You know, it'd be funny if you... You know, it'd be funny if you... Yeah, if there was actually a Gintama convention and you go to the dealer's room. Hey, maybe I'll finally find Gintama merchandise. And there's like...
One.
There's like nothing. It's like one
there's
piece.
Like a, there's like no, a Gintama. No. There's like a toothpick.
No, there's a pair of glasses.
That shoots soy sauce?
Even better.
That shoots soy sauce.
Yeah.
Get your very own Shinpachi glasses.
Get your very own Shinpachi pet.
And then some fucking nerdy fan...
Get your very own Shinpachi.
These Shinpachi glasses are not to scale.
And then Shinpachi's like, shut up! But you got like, Dragon Ball stuff, One Piece stuff, and you got a little tiny... Hey, guys. Just like Gintama, like, right here. Hi, guys.
Not even a set. Like, somebody drew on it with Sharpie. They just took a piece of printer paper.
Jumps.
Gintama. But they spelled it wrong. Gintami.
Gintami!
No, they spelled it wrong and put Kintama instead.
Yeah. Kintama.
Kintama.
Kintaki.
Balls.
Silver balls.
Super balls. Alright, so I think we should tell people who are actually interested in listening to us more how they can find our podcast where we talk about the Gintama manga from Viz Media.
You tell them, because I don't really remember.
Well,
tell them because you're the host.
Yeah, you're the host.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Mr. and Mrs. Snooty.
You're the host, and I'm a parasite. No.
Well, okay. If you want more of John's humor and more of Jay's spunky attitude and my throwing people under the bus... You should
and seriousness, you not letting us have fun.
I thought you said my throwing tantrums.
And throwing tantrums.
If you like that sort of thing.
Not letting us make Simpsons references.
Little tiny fucking mini.
You can visit our website at gintalifelessons.wordpress.com, and you can also follow us on facebook.com, twitter.com, and youtube.com/gintamangacast. I know that's kind of different, but I'm sorry. I couldn't help that. You should also follow us on our Tumblr at gintamangacast.tumblr.com. And we also post on the Gintama Reddit every once in a while for feedback from our the one listener that listens to us at www.reddit.com/r/Gintama. And you can also email us anything about Gintama or any other shows that you think Gintama fans should watch at GintaLifeLessons@gmail.com. Thank you, my
lovely calls. We like emails!
Yes, we do. We'll read anything, too.
We will. Trust me. We're desperate.
Which episode was it where we read a cereal box, John?
That was like three or six.
No, it was episode six. You should listen to that because that's a whole bunch of stupid nothing.
But
stupid nothing.
Stupid nothing.
The most important thing is that you subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes.
Yay.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it for the Emperor.
Sure, why not? So, this has been our MottoCon panel. Hopefully, Doctor and Foxy like it. We should thank them for inviting us to do a panel for MottoCon. Thank you, Doctor and Foxy. And you
yeah,
should also,
thanks, guys.
You should listen to their Gintama podcast at gintamapodcast.com. They, unlike us, they cover more current material, as I'm sure most of you are aware. Sometimes I wish we covered more current material, but it's fun to go back and look at a lot of these earlier manga chapters in retrospect, which, you know, I was going to bring it up earlier. It's a funny thing I noticed that I try to do, where I also try to juggle two sides of the fan base. I try to be a podcast for people who want to get into Gintama, but also try to be a retrospective for older fans. It's a weird line that I cross sometimes.
That's good, though, because you get more people into it and you get a bigger audience.
That's true. Sometimes I'm not sure how good of a job I do with that, but hopefully I do. So, yeah, enough of this thing. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our MottoCon panel, and we hope everybody has a good time at the convention, and unfortunately, I won't be around for Q&A, because by the time you listen to this, me and John will be gone.
I'll be alone.
In Texas.
And the room will be empty, and you'll be sitting in an empty room feeling really awkward.
Yeah,
assholes.
I know. But if you have any questions, please email them to us at gintalifelessons@gmail.com. I'll be sure to answer you personally. Or maybe we'll read them on the podcast. I don't know. Hopefully I can make up for all the probably all the two questions that people have for us. So
and a half.
So from all of us here at Life Lessons... From all of us here at Life Lessons to Gintama Manga Cast, enjoy MottoCon, and we'll see you next time, hopefully, if you decide to listen to us. Bye, guys!
Sayonara!
Bye, enjoy the convention.
Peace, not war.
Yes. Bye.